Hi, and welcome to this demo of setting up a M1 Mac Air. And I've literally just taken this out of the box. So it's currently plugged in via the USB-C cable into the supplied USB wall adapter. So that's the two things you basically get in the box besides the M1 MacBook Air. And you also, of course, get a little leaflet getting started guide thing as well. So just to describe the MacBook Air as it's closed now, it feels very similar in some ways to my original MacBook Air 13, which I'm currently still using just. So at the front, middle, you have the indent that you can put your finger on and lift up the lid. Underneath it, you have the four rubber feet. It's thinner at the front and thicker at the back of the actual MacBook Air. And then on the left-hand side towards the back, you have two USB-C ports. And on the right-hand side towards the back, you have one 3.5mm headphone jack. And then, of course, right smack bang in the middle of this lovely brushed aluminium, you have a very smooth cutout for the Apple logo. So I'm just going to open up the lid. And we get the lovely startup sound. That's my Apple Watch talking. Let me just turn off VoiceOver. So it stops reading out the time all the time. Okay, now while it's starting up, let me just remind you about the lovely new feature course that's been in the MacBook Airs for a while, but this is the first time I've seen it in my new one. And of course, that's the fact that besides the function keys, which have been there all the time on the MacBook Airs, and the escape key on the left-hand side, the power button on the far right-hand side is not only a power button, but it's also a touch ID button as well. Press the return key. Okay, so to use English as the main language, press the return key. So that didn't take too long at all to come up and start speaking to me, so I'm going to hit enter. Now, I just hit enter, but I don't have any speech yet, which is interesting.
macOS contains a built-in screen reader called VoiceOver. If you know how to use VoiceOver, press Command F5 now to turn it on and set up your Mac. If you would like to learn how to use VoiceOver to set up your Mac, press the escape key.
If you don't know how to use VoiceOver, press the escape key. I do know how to use VoiceOver, so I'm going to press Command key plus F5, function key 5.
VoiceOver on setup assistant, window, Australia. You are currently on a tax element.
Okay, so I'm already in Australia already on the region, so I'm going to press my tab key.
Vertical scroll bar. You are leaving table. Back button. Continue button.
And I'm going to press the space bar.
To click this button, press Control Option Space.
Or, of course, with the VoiceOver help, I can also press Control Option Space Bar, or VO Space Bar for short. So I'm going to press the space bar.
Accessibility. You are currently on a text element.
Okay, so accessibility. Now, this is where I got to on the M1 Mac Mini when I was setting up it a few weeks ago. I did a podcast on it after I already set it up. Because I got so annoyed by the fact of not knowing that I had to plug in a HDMI TV initially to do that. And that's just my watch telling me that it needs charging, apparently. It's all happening today. All right, so I've never tried this with this accessibility onboarding screens before. So I'm just going to press tab and just see what it does as far as VoiceOver is concerned, rather than doing VO left or right arrow. So I'm going to press tab key.
Entering scroll area. Vision button. Motor button. Hearing button. Cognitive button, leaving scroll area.
Oh, back button. That's beautiful. Back button.
Not now button.
Not now button.
Entering scroll area. Vision button.
Okay, so we've got the
scroll area.
Four buttons for onboarding. We've got vision. I press tab key again.
Motor button.
Motor.
Hearing button.
Hearing.
Cognitive button.
Cognitive.
Leaving scroll area. Back button.
And then that's the four buttons.
Button.
The back button.
Not now button.
And not now button. So I'm going to press tab again.
Entering scroll area. Vision button.
And I'm going to press my space bar.
Scroll area, back button. You are currently on a button. To click this button, press Control Option Space.
Okay, and let's press the tab key again.
Back button. Continue button. You are currently on a button.
Okay, now stop talking to me. That's interesting, isn't it? All right, so I'm just going to jump to the top of the window.
Vision.
Okay, and to do that, I just did function VO left arrow, because remember, of course, the function key turns the left arrow into the home button. So I'm now going to do VO right arrow, control right arrow.
VoiceOver. VoiceOver provides spoken and braille descriptions of items on the computer screen and provides control of the computer through the use of the keyboard. You are currently on a text element.
Sorry, that's my phone going off now. Goodness me.
VoiceOver on, open in a file menu, image. You are currently on an image. Turn on VoiceOver. Checked. Checkbox.
Turn on VoiceOver, and it's already checked. Of course, if I just did the spacebar now, I'll turn it off. Spacebar again. Turns it back on again.
Back button. Turn on VoiceOver. Ticked. Checkbox.
Okay, so yes, I won't do that again. So let me do the VO right now. Control option right now.
Back button. Continue button.
Okay, and continue.
You are currently on a button. Vision. You are currently on a text element.
Okay, so let me just try and press tab again.
Continue button. Back button. Entering scroll area. Click continue button.
Okay.
You are entering scroll area. Turn on zoom.
So that one's working. Ah, oh, okay, so this time it is working. So turn on zoom. And the same thing would be if a VO spacebar or space to uncheck it or check it. Tab again.
Leaving scroll area. Back button.
And that's it for zoom.
Continue button. Entering scroll area.
Okay, I have a funny feeling because this is going to be one option per screen, I'm assuming. So let me just go to the top of the window.
Vision.
And of course I did shift VO left arrow for that. Then I'll do VO right arrow.
Zoom. Zoom is a powerful built-in magnifier that lets you enlarge your screen. Hold down the control key, control, and swipe up on your trackpad or mouse to zoom. You are currently on a text element. Zoom enlarging a window, image. Turn on zoom, unticked, checkbox, back, button, continue, button.
Okay, so as you can hear, of course, when you don't use the tab key like you're actually doing reading a web page properly, you'll get more information about the option. Just using the tab key or the shift-tab combination just gives you the elements on the screen. So I think for the next screen, I'm just going to start using VoiceOver properly.
Continue, button.
So if you have spacebar, control option, spacebar, and continue.
Vision. You are currently okay, on a
text. Okay, so am I at the top of the screen or the bottom? Let me just do VO right arrow.
Hover text.
Yep, I'm at the top.
Vision.
Because if I just did left arrow, and there's my messages going off again. Goodness me. It was really funny. Everybody's out of the house now. I thought, oh, great, I've got time to do a recording. But of course, then all my devices start going off. Never mind. Okay, let's keep going.
Hover text.
Hover text.
You're currently on a text. Hover text enlarges text under the cursor in a large text view while the command key, command, is held down.
That's quite a nice one for enlarging element. Hover text holding down the command key. So, VO and trot right arrow.
Hover text enlarging open in a file menu. Turn on hover text, unticked.
And again, I can VO spacebar, spacebar to check it and check it.
Area. Back button. Continue button.
And VO spacebar, control spacebar again.
You are currently on a
vision's at the top again. So, VO right arrow, trot right arrow.
Speak selection.
Speak selection.
On a text app. Selected text will be spoken when the option, and ESC keys are pressed.
Now, did you just hear what that did with the speech? It did that quite a few times when I was setting up the M1 Mac Mini as well. So let me just go VO left arrow.
Speak selection.
Just want to see if it does it again. VO right arrow.
Selected text will be spoken when the option, and ESC keys are pressed. You can customize the keys later in system preferences.
Because sometimes what happens with the speech, for some reason, it gets softer and then louder again as VoiceOver is talking. That's a bit odd. All right, so option escape for reading highlighted text. I always like that one, so I'm going to turn that on. So VO right arrow, option right arrow.
Highlighted text and the speak selection controller image. Turn on speak selection, untick, checkbox.
And do VO spacebar, control option, spacebar.
You are currently on a ticked, turn on speak selection, checkbox.
Okay, now VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Back button, continue button.
And VO spacebar, control option, spacebar.
Back to vision
heading again, so VO right arrow, option right arrow.
Cursor size.
Cursor
you
size.
On cursor size lets you enlarge your cursor, so you can better see and track it. You've selected smallest cursor button.
You so I've got on smallest button. Cursor button, which is currently selected.
Small cursor button.
Small cursor button.
You big cursor button.
Big cursor.
Biggest cursor button.
Biggest cursor.
Back button.
And that's it. So I'm going to do VO left arrow, control option, left arrow.
To click this button, press control option, biggest cursor button.
And I'm going to select biggest cursor. Beautiful.
Back button.
And it's going to go back and make sure it's been selected.
Biggest cursor button.
That's interesting. It doesn't tell me which one's active now.
Continue.
And just continue. I might report that to Apple. Just see if there's an issue there. So VO spacebar, control spacebar on continue.
Vision
again. It's amazing when you think about it. There are all these options that I guess if you weren't doing onboarding, this training, you wouldn't know that was there. So this is actually fantastic.
Reduce transparency.
Reduce transparency.
You are currently on a tech. Improve contrast by reducing transparency and blurs on some backgrounds to increase legibility.
Very good.
Selected. Standard button.
So that's standard.
Reduce transparency button.
And there's my voiceover fading off again.
Of
speech. So I'm going to do VS spacebar on that one.
Reduce transparency button.
Transparency, and it doesn't tell me what the state is again.
Standard button.
So that was standard, which is no longer selected.
Reduce transparency button.
And I just chose reduce transparency, but it doesn't tell me that it's actually active. Okay.
Back. Continue.
Continue again. So that was my messages going off yet again.
Vision.
Okay, so let's keep reading.
Increase contrast.
Increase contrast.
Increase color contrast between app colors to increase legibility.
That's my voiceover fading off again. Just could reread it again.
Increase color contrast between app colors to increase legibility. Selected. Standard button.
Selected a standard.
Increase contrast button.
Increase contrast button. Okay, this time I'm just going to press the space bar. Then I'm going to do VO left arrow.
Standard button.
And VO right arrow, drops right arrow.
Increase contrast button.
No, same thing again. It's not telling me that that's been selected. So again, we'll assume that it has. So
continue.
Vision again. VO right and drops right arrow.
Appearance. Light or dark appearance changes the color of screen content.
Live or dark. Light, sorry. Light or dark appearance.
Selected. Light button.
Light.
Dark button.
And I'm going to choose dark appearance. And again, we're going to have the same issue. VO left arrow.
Light button.
VO right arrow, and it doesn't say which one is
on
selected.
And
of course, I've just done dark, so I'm assuming again that's been selected. So
continue button.
Vision again. So VO right and drops right arrow.
Reduce motion. If you are affected by the movement of screen elements, you can enable reduce
fading off again. So let me just reread it.
If you are affected by the movement of screen elements, you can enable reduce motion to decrease movement in apps or areas such as spaces, notification center, and the dock.
I always turn reduce motion on.
On the text play standard animation button.
Placed in animation.
Inside of a scroll area.
That's now my button, Galaxy Watch going off.
Selected.
Oh, go back. Voice is saving, fading off again.
Play standard animation button.
Okay, so play standard animation.
Selected. Standard button.
Standard, which is faded off again with speech.
Play reduce motion animation button.
Play reduce motion animation. Oh dear me, it's just going off again.
Play reduce motion button.
And then I'll just reduce motion again via spacebar. And of course, if I go off it,
back, reduce motion button.
It's not saying it's selected. So again, we'll check it. So again, we'll assume it's done.
Continue. Accessibility. You are currently
okay, so accessibility.
Select another category to further customize your Mac or select set up later category. Assistant preferences. Vision completed button.
Vision completed.
Motor.
Hearing
button.
Hearing.
Cognitive button.
Cognitive.
Back button. Continue
and
button.
And continue button. So that's good that you've got
to click this button.
That the vision has been gone through, and then you can check the other options if you want to. I won't go through them in this demo. I'll go through them probably at another time. Because I'm getting another M1 MacBook Pro early next year. So what I might do with that demo is I'll go through all four of the onboarding accessibility options.
Continue button.
All right, continue.
Select your Wi-Fi network.
Oh.
You are currently on a text element.
Okay, so you don't get a summary of all the accessibility stuff. You've turned it on and off. Oh, never mind. All right, so select your Wi-Fi network.
Table, no selection.
Okay, interact.
Phone Wi-Fi. My pass, Optus, Telstra, Wi-Fi's, Wood Eyes End guests.
And by the way, the interact command that I just did, because I didn't wait for the hint, was Shift, VO, or Shift Control Option down arrow.
Button, back, button, continue, button.
And continue.
Table, row 11 of 14. Wood Eyes End guest, password. Mm-hmm. Password, secure edit tech.
Top of my password for my guest network. Okay, VO right arrow.
Busy.
So it's busy. What we're saying about Emma's not having the busy, but that's actually, I think, the system that's not voiceover doing that. Okay, just waiting.
Data and privacy.
Okay, so now we've got data and privacy.
This icon appears when an Apple feature asks to use your personal information. You won't learn more. Button, back, button, continue, button.
Continue.
Migration assistant. You are currently on it. If you have information on another Mac or a Windows PC, you can transfer it to this Mac. You can also transfer information from a Time Machine backup or another startup disk.
No, I'm not going to transfer stuff, so VRO and drops right arrow.
How do you want to transfer your information? From a Mac, Time Machine backup or startup disk, selected, radio button. From a Windows PC, radio button, not now, button.
And of course, I was just doing VRO and drops right arrow, so I'm going to do not now.
Sign in with your Apple ID.
suddenly if you Apple ID. Now, here's where I got caught last time with the M1 because I wasn't concentrating and I put the wrong iCloud one and my App Store Apple IDs ran the wrong way. So I'm going to go top of screen.
Sign in with your Apple ID.
I'm going to pay more attention this time.
Sign in to use iCloud, the App Store, and other Apple services. Apple ID. Email. Edit text. Blank. Create new Apple ID.
Pass this.
Button. Forgot Apple ID or use different Apple IDs for iCloud and Apple Media per cases. Button. This Mac will be associated with your Apple ID and data such as photos, contacts, and documents will be stored in iCloud so you can access them on other devices. Set up later. Button.
Okay, grab, so that was button, just me continue. Reading the whole screen. So I'm going to go back.
Use different Apple IDs for iCloud and Apple
choose,
Media per cases.
Use
button.
Different IDs. So this time, hopefully,
sign into iCloud.
Sign into iCloud, that's better. Now I know what I'm doing.
Apple ID. Email. Edit text.
Okay, so I'm going to type in my Apple ID for my iCloud account. Then VRLO.
Forgot Apple ID or this Mac will be associated with your Apple ID and data such as photos, contacts, and documents will be stored in iCloud so you can access them on other
which
devices.
Is correct.
See how your data is Mac set up later. Dot back. Dot continue.
Continue.
Required secure edit text.
The password for my iCloud Apple ID.
Forgot Apple ID. This Mac will be set up later. Back, but continue. Blank. Pin entry field 1 of 6.
Apple ID sign in requested to be entered. Gmail.com. Do not allow. Button.
Okay, pin entry fields.
Allow. Button. Allow. Button.
Allow.
Messages. Now. Apple ID. Okay. Button. Okay. Button. 9, 3, 2, 1, 0, 5. Enter this verification code on your MacBook Air to sign in. 5, 0, 1.
Okay, so 501.
501.
Whoops.
Pin entry field 4 of 6.
Okay, 9. Okay, 9.
Currently on the text element inside the scroll area.
2, 3, 9. To stop interrupting
this scroll area, press Control Option 2, blank 9. You are currently on a text in dialog, busy, progress indicator, loading. You are currently on a progress indicator. Heading level 2, terms and conditions. New Apple ID.
Whoa.
Progress indicator.
You are currently going.
New Apple ID. I have read and agreed to the iCloud terms and
there
conditions.
We go.
Unticked. Check
I don't know what quite know what happened then, but I lost focus. So spacebar.
Ticked. I
agree. I'm just going to press my tab key this time.
Cancel. But agree. Button.
And spacebar and agree. So. What was, I was trying to just do then was jump to the bottom of the window because I thought that's where the checkbox in the agree button would be, but then it lost focus. So that's why I reverted back to using the tab key. So spacebar.
I have read and acknowledged.
Excuse me.
Pin entry field 6 of 6, dimmed. You are currently on
pin entry field. Let's go to the top of screen.
Sign email. Edit text. Forgot Apple ID. Apple ID. Sign into the App Store. Sign into the App Store.
Sign into the App Store. This is much better.
Apple ID. Email. Edit text.
Okay, so I'm going to type in my Apple ID for app purchases. This is much nicer this time. They're not paying attention.
D-A-V-R-D. Date at L-R-G. Set up later. Dot back. Button. Continue. Button.
And choose continue.
Required secure edit text.
Okay, password for my App Store Apple ID. Okay, and VRR.
Forgot Apple. This Mac will set up late back. But continue. David Ang. Pin entry field 1 of 6.
Pin entry field. That's my watch going off that time. Let me check my iPhone.
Now, Apple, your Apple ID verification code is 276648.
276648. Okay, VRO.
Did not get a end of Apple or that back, but continue, dimmed. You are currently on a button. This item is dimmed. Create a computer account.
Create a computer account.
Fill out the following information to create your computer account. Full name. David, 3 items. Password requirements.
Yeah, I don't want to at the moment.
Password enter a password that is 4 characters or more. You are currently on a password required. Press escape key to exit.
I just want to see what the rest of it was. Thanks.
Press escape key to exit.
I'm trying and you're just ignoring my escape key.
No availability status. Enter a password that is 4 characters or more. Enter a password that.
All right, I was going to type in a password. So again, sort of focus jumped again. So that was weird. So I'm going to put in my password.
David Woodbridge. Full name. Edit text.
Then I'm going to do VR runner.
Account name. David Woodbridge. Contents. Image. This will be the name of your home password. 11 character. Verify password.
And VRR.
Hint. Password hint optional. Edit tech.
I'm just going to type in my hint password and I'll just pause the recording.
Allow my Apple ID to reset this password. Ticked. Checkbox.
Allow my Apple ID to reset this password, which is what I want to do, which is already checked. VRR.
Continue. Setting up account. Back, dimmed, button.
That was just me doing VRR
button.
Continue, dimmed, button. Okay, it's still dim, so I'm going to leave it alone.
This item is dimmed.
Let's jump to the top of the screen with Shift VO left arrow.
Apple out. Busy, progress indicate, setting up account. Back, dimmed, continue, dimmed, button.
Okay, so I'm still setting up account.
This item is dimmed.
Actually quite nice being able to use this today because I actually got this yesterday and I was doing stuff reviewing with the AirPods Max as I do this recording today, so I finished doing all the review notes for that, but I thought I really want to start using this MacBook Air, so I thought I better get this podcast demo out of the way and then I can go do one on the AirPods Max. Okay, let's go top of screen again.
Find My,
it's changed. Okay. So Find My, which of course is Find My Device or People. So VR Run and Option Run Arrow.
Find My allows you to locate this Mac on a map, send it messages, and remotely lock or erase it. This Mac will be associated with your Apple ID and data such as photos, and contacts, and documents will be stored in iCloud so you can access them on other devices. See how your data is managed. Button. Back. Dimmed. Continue. Button.
Continue.
Express Setup. You are currently on a
Express Setup. And this is what I got to last time. When I was doing all these options, I just wish there was some way that, but I just wish it would say, oh, according to your Apple ID, you're already using an iPhone. How about we just take all your settings off your iPhone and use it on your Mac? That'd be much easier. Because by this stage, I don't know what you find setting up Mac, but I just find it's just getting you a bit monotonous.
Express Setup.
All right, Express Setup.
You have signed into your Apple ID to .com for iCloud, the App Store, and other Apple services. The features and settings below will be set up for you, or you can customize the settings yourself. Scroll area. Learn more button. Scroll area.
Now, so I've got a scroll area. Interact.
Scroll area. For allow maps and other apps and services like Find My and Spotlight suggestions to gather and use data to determine your location. Chart column. Image. You would help Apple improve its products and services by allowing analytics of usage and data from this Mac. Help Apple improve.
So interact. Keep going. VR across from right arrow.
Learn more. Customize settings. Button. Back. Dimmed. Continue. Button.
And I'm going to choose continue. That's good.
You are currently on a text app.
Agree to express.
Analytics.
Top of screen. Analytics.
Help app developers improve their products and services automatically. Share crash and usage data with app developers. Ticked. Checkbox.
It's already checked.
Help app developers improve their apps by allowing Apple to share crash and usage data with them. About analytics and privacy. Back. Button. Continue. Button.
And of course that checkbox to allow or not allow.
To click this button. VA
spacebar or just spacebar to uncheck it or check it. So VA spacebar and continue button.
Screen time.
Screen time, which is something I actually never ever use.
Get insights about your screen time and set limits for what you want to manage. Scroll area.
I'm not even going to read the scroll area this time. And of course, I did that last one last time with Shift VO down arrow to interact or Shift Control Option down arrow. And of course, to uninteract, it was Shift VO up arrow or Shift Control Option up arrow.
Set up later button.
And I'm going to choose Set up later because I don't use it. Siri. Excellent.
Siri helps you get things done. Just enable Ask Siri. Ticked. Checkbox.
And it's already checked.
Apple stores transcripts of your interactions with Siri and may review a subset of these transcripts. Siri also sends information like your voice input, Hey Siri setup, contacts, and location to Apple to process your request. Data is not associated with your Apple ID. About Ask Siri, dictation and privacy, button. Continue. Set up Hey Siri. You are currently on a text element.
Set up Hey Siri.
This helps Siri recognize your voice. Set up Hey Siri later, button. Back, button. Continue, button.
And continue.
Say Hey Siri. You are currently on...
Hey Siri.
Say Hey Siri.
Hey Siri. Hey Siri.
Say, Hey Siri, open the documents folder.
Hey Siri, open the documents folder.
Now say, Hey Siri, show my downloads.
Hey Siri, show my downloads.
Now say, Hey Siri, what's the weather?
Hey Siri, what's the weather?
Now say, Hey Siri, what does the rest of my day look like?
Hey Siri, what does the rest of my day look like?
Hey Siri is ready.
You are currently on a
now, that was interesting because I kept hearing my iPhone with Siri on that trying to react to the HUI Siri command. All right, so be right on Trosh Runner.
Continue button.
Back, button.
You are currently on a
button. And I'm going to jump to the top of the screen.
Improve Siri and dictation. Help Apple improves share audio recordings. Radio button. You are currently
share
on a radio
audio recordings.
Button. Not now. Radio button.
And we've got a not now, which is the next one. So undo share audio button. So via spacebar.
Share audio recordings.
Now that's it selected. Let me just come off it.
Not now.
And go
radio
back.
Share audio recordings. Selected. Radio button.
So that says it's selected.
You are
so that's good.
On a not now. About imp- back, but continue.
Continue.
File vault disk encryption.
You now, are currently on this is the one that I absolutely do not want to use on this Mac. So
file vault disk encryption.
File vault disk encryption.
File vault secures your data by encrypting the contents of your disk and locking your screen with a password. Would you like to use file vault to encrypt the disk on your Mac? Turn on file vault disk encryption. Ticked. Checkbox.
Absolutely
you
not.
Are current unticked. Turn on file vault disk encryption.
I just did VS spacebar on it. Or spacebar, of course. Now, I think last time when I was setting up the M1 Mac Mini, because I was so annoyed by the HDMI monitor thing, I think I was so tired by this state that I just didn't even read that FireVault dialog screen properly and I ended up using FireVault on my M1 Mac Mini. And one of the reasons why I don't like it is because when it comes up before the login prompt, it comes up with a sort of a cut-down version of VoiceOver using the Fred voice to allow the VoiceOver to operate before the login prompt. So I just prefer to use standard VoiceOver. All right, so via writing Trosh Runner.
Allow my iCloud account to unlock my disk. Didn't unticked. Checkbox. Your iCloud account div.com can be used to unlock your disk and reset your password if you forget it. If you do not want to allow your iCloud account to reset your password, you can create a recovery key and store it in a safe place to unlock your disk. Back, button, continue.
Continue.
Button. Place your finger on Touch ID. Located at the right end of the touch bar above the keyboard.
Touch
image.
ID, here I come.
You
so
are currently
finger on the
first
touch
enrollment
ID.
Phase. Lift your finger, place your finger, place first enrollment phase. Lift your finger, place your finger, place your finger, first enrollment phase. Lift your finger, place your finger, play first enrollment phase. Lift your finger, place your finger, play first enrollment phase. 8. Lift your finger, place your finger, play first enrollment phase. 8. Lift your finger, place your finger, play first enrollment phase. Second enrollment phase. Zip. Lift your finger, place your finger. Second enrollment phase. Zip. Lift your finger, place your
so
finger.
So I'm just taking my finger up
second
and down.
Enrollment
what it's telling me to.
Third. Lift your finger, place your finger. Second enrollment phase. Fit lift your finger, place your finger. Second enrollment phase. Sit lift your finger, place your finger. Second enrollment phase. 8. Lift your finger, place your finger. Touch ID is ready.
Beautiful.
Your fingerprint can be used to unlock your Mac.
Of course, I'm just doing VR running Trosh Runner again.
Second enrollment phase. 100% complete. Back dimmed. Continue.
Button. Continue.
Busy progress indicator.
So it's still processing that.
Select
top
cards
screen.
To use with Apple Pay.
Select cards to use Apple Pay.
Apple Pay card illustration table. No selection.
I already use a credit card.
Select cards to use with Apple Pay card illustration table. No int less than 708. Untick checkbox.
So I'll check that one.
Ticked.
So that was via spacebar.
Out of table.
Interact. So of course, again to interact with the table, shift VO down arrow to uninteract, shift VO up arrow. Now VO right arrow.
Text link. Text. Set up later. Back. But continue.
VO spacebar and continue. Top of screen.
Add card. Verify your Westpac Ignite MasterCard information. Image. Card on file. Bullet bullet. Security code. 3-digit CVV. Edit text.
Okay,
text
3 digits.
Edit 3-digit CVV.
3-digit CVV. So I type
plan.
It in now.
Text link. Back. But continue.
Continue. Top of screen.
Add card. Verify your Westpac Ignite. Add card. Turn accept default button.
I just sort of went skip down the bottom and I'm going to choose the accept button.
Accept default continue dimmed button. Card added.
Oh, beautiful.
On a text
card added. Added.
Back continue button.
Continue. And of course,
display.
I was just doing VO right arrow control option right arrow. Top of screen.
True tone display.
True tone display. True tone display.
Your Mac automatically adapts to ambient lighting conditions to make colors appear consistent in different environments. You can change this later in displays and see without true tone display. Button back. Button continue. Button.
Choose continue.
Setting up your Mac.
Setting
you
up your Mac.
Text element.
And top of screen.
Setting up your Mac.
And just remember, I'm always doing Shift VO left arrow
to
go top of screen.
OS. VoiceOver is new accounts.
Mac
add,
OS.
New accounts added. 11 meters ago, you can configure new accounts and internet account. New accounts added. 11 meters ago, you can configure new accounts and internet accounts. Actions wow. available. You are currently okay. on a group.
That was a lot of talking, wasn't it? But this is a notification, I think. When we do VO command spacebar.
Actions menu for items.
There we go. So notifications. That was a bit of a trap for new players, even for me just then. So VO demo.
Show menu. Close. Continue.
Later. Oh.
Continue.
Okay, actually, let me note to close. Let me just choose the continue one, VO spacebar. Oh, nothing happened. Okay.
Actions menu close.
Let's choose close. Close this time.
New accounts added. You are currently in a list. Finder. Desktop. Desktop. Group.
Looks like we're in Finder. Now, remember when you go and use the Mac that the function keys are set to hardware. So if I wanted to check the current window status, which is normally VOF2 on my setup Macs, I'm going to do FN, VO, and then F2.
Desktop.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to turn on my usual stuff. So first of all, I'm just going to do Shift VOK.
Keyboard Commander on.
And that's Keyboard Commander on. So that was Shift Control Option K. So if I now do Right Option T.
December 18th, 3:31 p.m.
That's the time. And if I did Right Option S, that would bring up Safari. And if I did Right Option M, it would bring up Mail. If Mail was set up, Right Option U would tell me if I've got any unread messages. Because I've got a trackpad on the M1 MacBook Air, I'm going to hold down VO, Control Option, and I'm going to do a two-finger rotate on the trackpad. Okay, so that's on. If I do a counterclockwise rotate...
Trackpad commander off.
I've now turned it off. VO, Control Option, two-finger rotate. Now, it's just... That's trying to say trackpad is on, but it's too quick, so that's why you're not hearing it, or I just heard it very briefly then. And of course, let me see if my quick nav's on or off. So I'm going to do left and right arrow.
Quick nav on.
My left and right arrow key is working. I'm just going to go into my system preferences. Doc. So VOD Finder, for doc. Type in SYS. VO spacebar. System preferences.
System. David Wood. Apple up. Family preference. Pay. In preference. Pay.
And I just went across to preferences. Scroll area. Interacted with that. I could have just pressed tab, but I'm so used to doing it the other way. So I'm going to type in users.
Users and groups button.
And VO spacebar.
Building users and groups window. Toolbar. Users and users. Groups and login options. List one item select.
Okay, interact.
In users.
So shift VO down, shift control option down. Go down the bottom.
User, guest user. Login options. Group. 5 of 5. Login options.
And that's
group.
The one I want. Login options. Interact.
Out of users.
VO right arrow.
Automatic login. Off. Display a login window as list of use name and password. Show the sleep, restart and shut down buttons. Dim dict tick. Show input menu in log. Show password hints. Show fast user icon. Accessibility options. Dimmed button.
Now currently that's what I want, but it's dim. So if I go to the bottom.
Help. Click the lock to make changes.
And lock to make changes.
In dialog, enter password. Security text.
Enter password. So I'm type in my password.
System.
And enter.
Help button.
And if you have left arrow, drop left arrow.
Click the lock, dimmed, but delete user, or add user, or join, but network accessibility options button.
Yeah, spacebar.
In dialog, table, no selection, turning off a feature disables that fit cancel, but apply.
Oh, gone past it, top screen.
These accessibility items will automatically be enabled in the login window.
Which is what I
you
want.
You are currently on a text element. Table, no selection, and interact. Table, row 1 of 6, voiceover, and tick box.
Check voiceover, and of course you can also have
zoom, and tick, accessibility keyboard star, and tick box.
Accessibility keyboard,
sticky keys, slow keys, and tick mouse keys, and tick box.
Mouse keys, and I think that's it.
Mouse keys.
Yep, that's it. All right, so interact.
Table, apply button.
And then VS spacebar, button. Apply, and I just jump to the bottom of that window to get to the apply button.
Accessibility options button.
So I go to the bottom of the screen.
Help, but click the lock to prevent further changes. Button,
click the lock.
Click the lock to make changes.
So lock it.
Toolbar.
Top of screen.
You are currently
into the toolbar.
Forward, back button.
Choose back.
Okay. Finder.
Command Q. Let's just try that one
menu
more time
bar,
now.
App Finder. Apple. About system preference. Recent restart ellipsis.
Option
restart.
Enter. Because if you hold down Option Enter, it bypasses the do you restart your Mac. So that's why I tend to always hold down the Option key when I press Enter if I just want to do a quick restart. Beautiful. VoiceOver should come up automatically, which it does.
Password application. Login. Much system nicer. Dialogue. Friday 3:42.
Right, type in my password.
Welcome to macOS. VoiceOver is on application. Finder. Desktop. Desktop. Group.
You are currently on a group. To interact with items in this group, press Control Option.
Excellent. Okay, which one are we just going to change? Siri.
System preference. Finder. System preference. Apple ID. Fan preference. In preference. Sidecar.
Whoops.
Siri button.
That's the one. I've tapped in S-I-R-I.
Siri. Pref pane splash image. Siri. Siri helps you get things done just by asking. Find files on your Mac. Listen for Hey Siri. Ticked. Tick box. Allow Siri when locked. Ticked. Tick box. Keyboard shortcut. Hold microphone. Pop-up button. You are currently on...
Hold microphone? Pop-up button? What? What?
Keyboard. Hold microphone.
pop-up button. Let me see the space bar on that.
Menu 5 items. Tick. Hold microphone. Hold command space. Tick. Hold microphone.
I know what that means. You are currently what does hold microphone mean? Anyway, come down.
Hold command space.
Hold command space. You are
currently... Hold option space.
Hold option space.
You are press globe symbol with meridians. Space.
Plus you are globe currently on a menu symbol item. With meridians. I've got no idea what that means.
Customize ellipsis.
Customize ellipsis. So.
Press globe symbol. Hold option space.
Hold option space.
You hold command space.
Hold command space.
Tick. Hold microphone.
Yeah, I still don't know what microphone means, but...
Hold command space.
So I'm going to choose...
Hold option space.
Option space.
Hold option language.
English, you are currently on
English, Australia.
Yep.
Siri voice, Australian, female. Pop-up voice feedback on, selected. Red off, radio, Siri history. Delete Siri and dictation. Show Siri in menu bar. Ticked, tick. Siri suggest help, but enable ask Siri. Ticked, tick, but enable ask.
Okay, that's all good.
Finder.
So if I now just do option space bar, what's the time?
Speech data installed has no windows.
All right, so obviously that's downloading data for Siri, I'm assuming. So... Can I do options spacebar yet? What time is it? Nope. Options spacebar?
Notification.
What time is it?
It's 3:45 p.m.
So it's hold options spacebar, not just options spacebar. Oh, okay. So if I just do options spacebar and release it, it doesn't happen. If I do option and hold spacebar, what time is it?
It's 3:46 p.m.
All right. Well, look, since I'm here and I've mainly got most of the things done, that's my everything's going off, beeping again. Let me just go to system preference again.
System preferences.
And I might as well make the function key changes and the volume changes while I'm here.
System, David Woodbridge, Apple image, Apple up, family preference panes, in
so I'm going to do sound.
Sound button.
Yeah, spacebar.
Sound, window.
And I just typed in S-O-U-N for sound on the preferences screen.
Sound effects, output, sound effects, selected output tab. Sound effects.
So sound effects is selected. So if I go to the bottom of the window,
show volume in menu bar, back, tick box.
This is what I want. It's checked.
Output volume mute, maximum 62 mute. Output volume, help, but play feedback when volume is changed. And tick
played
box.
Feedback when volume is changed select is what I want. So it beeps when feedback. I press it.
Play user interface sound effects. Tick box.
Play user interface sound select effects, which is already checked. So now, if I press F12, you can hear it getting louder. And if I press F11, it's getting softer. All right, so that's that one. So I'm going to do command left bracket.
Back, sound, window, toolbar, system image, app, family, share, preference, pin, pref, depletion.
And let me do keyboard now.
Keyboard button, loading keyboard, window, keyboard, selected, tab.
Bottom of screen.
Help, come button, back. Set up Bluetooth modifier keys, but when this option is selected, press the FN key to use the special features printed on each key. Use F1, F2, etc. keys as standard function keys and tick box.
Okay, so
ticked,
I'm going to turn them into software only. So if I do F12 now.
Mission control.
I turned on mission control because now that's the hardware function. So if I want to modify my normal hardware keys now, it's FN F12.
System preferences open.
That was just me pressing F12 and F11. All right, so,
desktop.
Which means now, if I want to get and bring up, say, the applications window, I don't have to do function VO F1 anymore. I can just do VO F1 twice.
For application, choose a menu, two items, system preferences.
There it is.
Previous okay. Menu.
So let me just go back in the system preferences
menu,
window.
Keyboard window.
And just go back to the top.
Toolbar.
There we go. Command Q to close that.
Finder. Desk.
Beautiful.
System preferences
again. I don't know why I just closed it.
System Apple ID. Family. Share. Inter. Family. Preference. Pin.
Dock.
Dock and menu bar.
Dock and menu bar.
Building dock and menu bar. Window. Dock and menu table. And controls.
Top screen.
Menu bar. Dock and menu bar image.
So that's the dock and menu bar image that we've got on row 1 of 20. So if I untrack that.
Dock. Size. 42.9 per magnification, 100 per position on screen, left, right, bottom, right, minimize windows using Genie effect, double click or win zoom, double minimize windows interrupt, animate opening app automatically hide and show the dock, show indicator for open applications, ticked, show recent applications in dock, ticked, tick box menu bar. You are currently on a tick, help, but automatically hide and show the menu bar, help, but help, but.
Okay, so that's in the dock options, top of screen.
Toolbar, dock and menu bar, table, and control center heading.
So here's the control center heading.
Wi-Fi, menu bar in control center.
Now if I enter out and go to the right.
Wi-Fi is always available in control center. Show in menu bar, ticked, tick box.
Show in menu bar. So it's always available in the control center, and I've got an option to show it on the menu bar, which is currently there, which I'm not going to change up.
Wi-Fi, table, and table.
Interact, come down.
Bluetooth, control center.
Now that's only in control center because I use Bluetooth all the time. I'm going to uninteract.
Out of table.
And go to the right.
Bluetooth is always available in control center. Showing menu bar and ticked, tick
so
box.
Check it.
Ticked.
With VO spacebar, control option spacebar. Now remember again, I'm interacting and uninteracting with that table with Shift VO down arrow or Shift VO up arrow to uninteract. So back to the left.
Bluetooth, table, enter, airdrop, control center, airdrop image.
Airdrop's already only in control center at the moment, so uninteract.
Airdrop is always showing menu bar and ticked.
I'm going to check that one.
Airdrop. Table, enter, do not disturb, menu bar in control center,
do not disturb is in menu bar in control center, I hardly ever use it on my Mac, so.
Do not disturb, show in menu bar, tick, and
take it out.
Do not table, enter, keyboard brightness, control center,
keyboard brightness, control center, can stay there, I don't need it on my menu bar.
Screen mirroring, menu bar in control center,
screen mirroring is menu bar in control center, that's fine.
Display, menu bar in control center, display image. Whoops. Screen mirroring, menu bar in control center.
Screen mirroring image. No, I don't need that one.
Screen mirroring is always available in control. Showing menu bar, ticked, tick and ticked. Table, enter, display, menu bar in control center.
Display, no.
Display is showing menu bar, ticked and ticked. Display, table, enter, sound, menu bar in control center.
Sound menu bar in control center.
Now playing, menu bar in control center.
Now playing menu bar in control center.
Other modules heading.
Whoops. It's going off again.
Now play other modules heading. Level 1.
Okay, other modules. So that's the end of the control center stuff.
Accessibility shortcuts. Accessibility shortcuts image. Level 2. Battery. Menu. Accessibility shortcuts.
Shortcuts. Interact.
Out of table. Accessibility shortcuts. Showing menu bar and ticked. Tick. Tick.
That on.
Showing control center and ticked. Tick box.
And tick that one on.
Ticked. Showing control center. Tick box. Help button. Showing control center. Ticked.
Okay,
tick
back
box.
To the left.
Table. Dock and menu. Table. Enter. Battery. Menu bar. Battery image.
Battery is only in menu.
You are currently on a cell 3R5. Battery. Menu bar. Battery image.
Oh,
level
battery
2.
Menu bar. Interact.
Out of tap. Battery. Showing menu bar. Ticked. Tick box. Showing control center. And ticked.
Yeah,
ticked.
I'm going to put in the control center as well. Thank you.
Showing battery. Table. Enter. Fast user switching. User switcher image.
Don't
you
need
are
to do
currently
that.
Menu bar only heading. Level 1.
Okay, menu bar
you
only
are currently
heading.
On heading cell clock. Menu bar, clock image.
Clock. Now, this is the one where I always turn on my talking clock. So, VO radar.
Clock. Date options. Show the day of the week. Ticked. Tick box. Show date. Ticked. Tick time options. Digital. Ticked. Tick analog. And ticked. Tick use a 24-hour clock. And ticked. Tick show M/PM. Ticked. Tick flash the time separators. And ticked. Tick display the time with seconds. And ticked. Announce the time. And ticked. Tick box.
That would be a space bar.
Ticked. Announce the time. Tick on the hour. Pop-up
that's
button.
On the hour.
Menu
I'm
three items
it
on the half hour. On the quarter hour.
On the quarter hour.
On the quarter hour. Pop-up button. Customize voice. Help button.
And that's it. So back
on
the left.
Display, show user to analog. Digital time option. Show date. Show the date option. Clock. Table. Clock.
So every 15 minutes, I'll get the time spoken in, which is
selected,
quite nice.
End tape.
Interact again.
Spotlight. Menu bar.
Spotlight
image.
In menu bar.
You are currently on a cell.
Yeah, I'll leave it there.
Siri. Menu bar.
Siri menu
image.
Bar.
Time machine. Time machine image.
Time machine is not selected
cell
anywhere
two.
Now. I still use my time machine, so.
Time machine showing menu bar and tick.
Show menu bar. Ticked.
Help button. Showing time machine.
And that's all we get.
Showing
just the show
bar.
In the menu
ticked.
Bar. This one. That's
box.
Fine.
Time machine table.
Interact.
Time machine.
And that's it.
Out
right.
Of table.
Come on, Q.
Finder. Desktop.
Let me just bring up my applications file now.
Applications. Now in applications window. Icon view collection.
Now that's icon view. Now remember, if you press command 1.
As icons, ticked.
You get icons, command 2.
As list, ticked.
As list command
viewed.
3.
As columns, ticked.
As columns,
list
command
1
4.
Items, gallery view.
As gallery, all right. So if I press command 2.
As list, ticked.
I've just
list
used
view, table.
List
App
view
store
from the word go, so that's my favorite one. So command W.
Close window, desktop.
All right. Now the other thing I do in Finder, I'm going to do command comma.
Preferences. Now in preferences, window, Show all file name extensions. Ticked. Tick box.
Okay, so that's already checked. Show all file name extensions. So let me just go top of screen.
Toolbar. Show these items on the desktop.
Okay, show these items on the desktop.
Hard disks and ticked. Tick box.
Hard disks. Check for ticks. So I should get Macintosh hard drive on the desktop. Yeah, right.
External disks. Ticked. Tick box.
External disks.
CDs, DVDs and iPods. Ticked. Tick box.
What?
CDs, DVDs and iPods. Ticked. Tick box.
CDs, CDs and something else. I'm not going to worry about reading. I'm going to leave that off anyway.
Connected servers. CDs, DVDs and iPods. Ticked. Tick box.
Okay, I'm just going to turn it on anyway. CDs,
DVDs and iPods. Tick box.
Okay.
Connected servers and ticked. Tick box.
Check that.
Ticked. Connected. New Finder Windows show. Recent. New open folders in tabs instead.
Okay, so where was that show file name extensions? Where did that go?
Toolbar. Shoney's toolbar. Int tags button. General. Select tags. Sidebar. Advanced button.
I think it was under advanced. Let me just go and check.
Show all file name extensions.
Yeah, there it goes.
Ticked. Tick box. Ticked. Show all file name extensions. Tick box.
Show file name extensions. So it says dot app and so on. So that's under advanced. So what I was in Finder was the general tab or toolbar screen. Now this is the advanced tab for show app extension. Come on, W.
Close window.
All right. Now, the aim of Safari, so now that I've got keyboard commander turned on with Shift V OK, I'm going to do right option S for Safari.
Safari, start page,
window. And I'm going to do command comma.
Preferences, Nellen, to toolbar.
Go to toolbar.
Tabs, auto, password, cert, secure, privacy, website, extension, advanced, button.
Yes, spacebar on advanced.
Out of
interact.
Smart search field. Show full website accessibility. Never use font sizes 9. Press tab to highlight each item on a web page and ticked. Tick box.
I wish
ticked.
They'd check that on by default.
Option tab highlights all items except links. Reading lip.
Okay, because otherwise, if you didn't have that on, it would just jump all over the place with the tab key on web pages, which for voiceover users is very irritating. All right, so command Q.
Finder. Desktop.
Let me just go to voiceover utility before I finish because I want to turn off those hints. So remember that I've changed my software function key, so I can just do VOF8 now.
Opening voiceover utility. Voiceover utility. Voiceover utility. Window. Utility.
Turn my sound up a bit.
General. Speak the following greet.
So I'm going to do command 2.
Verbosity. Verbosity.
Verbosity. Now VRL. I'm trotting around.
Speech. Selected. Tab. 1 of 5. Braille. Tab. Text. Tab. Announcements. Hints. Tab.
5. Hints.
Selected.
Yeah, spacebar.
Hints. Tab. 5 of VRL. 5. Speak instructions for using the item in the voiceover cursor. Ticked. Tick box. Unticked. Speak ins. When an item has a help tag. Speak help. When an item has a help tag. Pop up button.
No, thank
menu
you.
3. I tick. Speak help. Speak notification. Do nothing. Do nothing.
Okay, I just did VO spacebar. That's about the combo box.
When an item has custom actions. Speak help. When an item has custom speak hints up to delay. 0 seconds.
Fine. Come on, cue. So if I now just...
Macintosh HD volume.
I don't get any blah, blah, blah anymore now. So that's good. And let me just show you quickly. I didn't show you what my new menu bar or my extras menu looks like now after I made those changes in Dock and menu bar and system preferences. So
menu bar.
There I am.
Menu extras. 81%. Sound.
So that's
menu
my...
extra.
My volume, it tells me the current volume, and then all my other volume options, like, because everything's set up to my Apple ID, I've got my David's AirPods Max, David's AirPods, my Beats Flex, all the HomePod minis around the house, etc., etc. So, VRR.
Time machine.
There's
menu
time machine.
Extra. Accessibility shortcuts. Accessibility, menu
shortcuts.
Menu X. AirDrop. Menu X.
AirDrop,
Bluetooth. Menu
Bluetooth,
X. Battery. 100%. Wi-Fi. Connected.
Wi-Fi.
Search.
Search,
menu extra,
spotlight,
control center, menu
control
extra,
center.
Siri, Friday the 18th of December, 4:02 p.m., Friday the...
And that's it. So
Finder,
escape.
Desktop, Macintosh
right.
HD, volume.
So I'm actually quite happy with that. Sorry, the only thing I didn't turn on was dictation.
Doc.
So,
system
preferences.
Find,
sorry, I'm doing this.
Apple up, fam, preference.
Preparation today.
Dock and menu, but keyboard,
Capital
button.
Keyboard.
Loading keyboard, win keyboard, keyboard.
VRR.
Selector, tech, short input source, dictation, tab, 5 of 5.
Dictation, which is the fifth one.
Selected, dictation, tab, 5
now
of 5. VRR. Use dictation wherever you can type text. To start dictating, use the shortcut or select start dictation from the edit menu. Dictation. On, radio button, 1 of 2. Off. Selected. Radio button.
Yes,
2 of 2.
Me off, so via left arrow.
On. Radio button.
Yes, spacebar turned on.
In cancel button. Image. When you dictate text, what you say is sent to Apple to be converted to text.
Just reading this dialog box.
To help your Mac recognize what you're saying, other information is sent as well. About dictation. Cancel. Enable dictation. Button. On. Selected. Radio off. MacBook Air microphone. Menu button. Language. MacBook Air microphone. Menu button.
So that's the microphone button, which is fine.
Language. English. Australia. Shortcut. Press microphone. Shortcut pop-up button.
Is this Chris' microphone again? Isn't that weird? Okay, so we have spacebar.
Menu 7 item, press control key twice.
Press control key twice.
Press globe symbol with meridians
twice.
Whatever
that was again.
Press right command key twice.
Press right command key twice.
Press left command key twice.
Press left command key twice.
Press either command key twice.
Press either command key twice.
Customize ellipsis.
Customize. So I'm going to
press left command key twice.
Left command key twice. It's on my left-hand side of my keyboard.
Press left command.
Okay, right
about dictation and set up Bluetooth keyboard button. Help button.
Let me just come out of that. So if I bring up a document, let me just do...
Finder. Desktop. Desk applications. Text edit application. Text edit. Open. Text edit.
New document.
New. Now in untitled.
Do control key. Do command key twice. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again. Press command key once.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again. Press command key once.
Works beautifully. Okay, I will leave it there, and as always, thanks for listening, and I will catch you next time. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.